This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three. You can take control, bring up anything that's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Freetalklive.com actually allows you to create the content on the site, so everything that you see there that has numbers next to items, those items have been created by listeners like you. You surf around, find something online that you think's interesting, you submit it to freetalklive.com, and then other people vote as to which ones they like and dislike, and the most liked will make it to the front page in the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. One of the top stories right now, I think, is one was mentioned yesterday on the show, the homeless man, mentally ill man that was beaten to death by the police. Also, just below that, sheriff's deputy arrested on child porn charges. Oh, yeah, that's right. You trusted those guys, right, with your kids? Think again. 1-800-259-9231. We continue with your calls, though. And then coming up, National Service back in the news, and that's not a good thing. First, we go to Carl listening in Florida. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind, Carl?
I guess a long time I haven't been called into your show. I'm just keeping up to date. I used to call in when I was up in Canada. Now I'm back in Florida.
Oh, that's right. You were being held in a detention center of some sort in Canada.
Immigration. For 3.5 years.
It's incredible.
How many years? 7.5?
3.
3.5.
3.5.
By immigration, because I didn't like the Bush administration. I claimed asylum.
Right, and they didn't want you in Canada, and so they locked you in a cage rather than letting you back into the U.S.
Because my case was all over the Internet about me, Carl Moleskowitz Blaze, or Carl William Moleskowitz Blaze.
How did you get out?
The Canada finally dropped everything. The RCMP later accused me of being a terrorist, filed terrorism charges against me, and then later dismissed it almost 2 years later, and then deported me back to the U.S.
Didn't you say you actually had Internet access at this detention center?
One of the centers they put me in, we could have laptops.
Man, that's so sweet. Canada, man, they got it good up there in a lot of ways. Let me tell you. Can you imagine that, Mark? Having Internet access in jail?
I can't.
Now I'm back in Florida.
If I could have Internet access in jail, I'd be like, shh. Put me in there. Not a problem. I can still answer all these emails and take care of the website. Then it wouldn't be such a big deal having to go to jail. But anyway.
I have my laptop with Dreamweaver because I got my software for
all right,
doing my
quit rubbing
website.
It in. So what are you calling about tonight?
Well,
congrats, by the way.
Since I got back, I'm back to playing Tetris again. To the audience who don't know,
What?
I'm the world champion. I have the unofficial record from back in 95. Look up Arcade Tetris Champ at AOL.com is my email. And
wow.
Screenshots of me.
Impressive. Now, can you
level
actually,
99 on one quarter.
How much have you earned playing Tetris?
I haven't. There's a game room in New Hampshire called Fun Spot, and every year they have a tournament of world-class players, and I'm friends with a few of them, except I haven't made it to the tournament because I live in Florida, and Fun Spot's all the way in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I heard about this place. It's like, isn't it like the arcade museum, essentially? They've got arcade games going way, way back, and you can actually go around and play them?
Yes, I've been there once.
Neat.
And my friend Steve Krogman is the world champion of Galaga and the world champion of Tetris, and he never beat me at Tetris, except I didn't set my
So
record.
you're like the real-life wizard.
Except for Harry Hong, who's the world champion of the Nintendo version.
Does anybody even know who the wizard is? Am I totally just...
I don't know
like
what
a Generation
is.
X thing, or like a Generation... It was a 1980s movie with Kevin from the Wonder Years. What was that guy's name? Savage.
Yeah.
Fred Savage. And anyway, it was all about playing video games and being like the world Nintendo champ. And it was a big deal back in the 80s for people in my age bracket because they introduced like the new Super Mario game in it back in 1989. Anyway,
trying to bait Steve Krogman's record.
Can you actually, but Mark, I think, had a good question. Can you actually profit from being a video game master?
Well, This guy I know, Billy Mitchell, is the world champion, or was the world champion of Donkey Kong, and he's also got the kill screen on Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man, and he was in a movie called The King of Kong, along with my friend that was in Carson.
Now, how do you get to be friends with all these world champion?
He goes and plays and does this.
I met one world champion, and he introduced me to a lot of his other friends, this guy named Walter Day.
How many world tournaments have you attended?
I haven't, but I used to go to this place where several of the world class gamers used to.
Now, wait a minute. How did you get the record for Tetris if you've never been to a world champion?
Well, I used to play the world champion back in the 90s. It's this game.
He said he was the unofficial.
Oh, unofficial.
Because I didn't get my. Because I had to have a referee present to get my name in the record books. But the
so your claim is then, and there was no referee present.
No, no
your
referee
claim
present.
Is you got to level 89 on
99.
Tetris. 99 on Tetris on one quarter.
Yes.
It's pretty awesome if it's true. Hey, thanks for the call, Nick. Appreciate hearing from you at 800.
Nick, it's Carl.
Excuse me, Carl.
Carl.
Thanks, Carl.
Moskowitz Blaze or something like that.
The champion of unofficial world champion of Tetris, who was locked into the detention center in Canada.
For three and a half years.
He's real, right? Didn't we go to his website once, and it seemed like a kind of a crazy, rambling...
I don't remember
somebody
who
would have made.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you about his website specifically, but
wasn't it freecarl.org?
I just searched his name and didn't come up with anything.
There you go. Sounds like he's out, if you believe anything he says. 800-259-9231.
And he's playing Tetris.
Tetris is a, it's a challenging game. How do you feel about Tetris, Mark?
I have played it in the past. I mean, once it starts getting too fast, then I'm like, well,
it's insane.
Yeah.
The idea of getting past level 8 is pretty difficult, hard to handle that.
Yeah, I think once you've played it, you can kind of, your mind sort of settles into, this fits there, that fits there,
mm-hmm.
And you'll get better at it as time goes by.
Start dreaming about T blocks and L blocks.
Right, that's the thing, is I don't know that I want to dedicate that kind of time.
And then imagine I guess you can always, if you get the home system, you can probably turn the music off, but there will be a lot of hearing that Tetris music.
You can always bring earplugs.
True. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring what you want on the air here tonight. There's news about national service, and I saw this in actually one of the industry publications. Mark, you and I, obviously we're the radio business. We follow the talk radio news, and now and then there are interesting things worthy of relaying here on the radio, and this is one of them. It's from Clear Channel, who's our former employer. We are currently on a number of Clear Channel stations on this radio program.
We both worked for Clear Channel.
That's both right. Have
been fired from Clear Channel.
Yep, that's right. Yep. I guess technically my position was eliminated from Clear Channel.
I don't know that my...
I got a severance package.
My position was, in fact, was even legitimate. Like, because I was on the air on Free Talk Live and just told, you're not allowed back in the building, essentially. I don't know if it's an official firing. Clear Channel may not recognize it as a
firing.
Did
you quit before that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. So, San Antonio, Texas, it's the home of Clear Channel. This is essentially their press release. Clear Channel Radio, the leading media company in America with a greater reach than any other radio or television company, announced today that it will partner with
statement.
My Good Deed, the national 9/11 nonprofit organization, and Hands On Network, the volunteer activation division of the Points of Light Institute, to inspire tens of millions of Clear Channel listeners to perform good deeds, volunteer, and engage in charitable activities in observance of the federally recognized 9/11 National Day of Service and Remembrance. As part of the partnership, Clear Channel will donate over $7 million of media for on-air public service messages, as well as encourage stations at the local level to support community-based volunteer events during the 9/11 Day observance on September 11th.
Now, I don't hate Clear Channel. I have no bad feelings towards them, but this... and all this verbiage sounds really nice of this kind of thing, but this whole idea of what do they call it? What's the government calling it?
National service.
It's scary.
I don't think
people look at it.
Well, let's explain what they're really doing here, because it sounds so far like Clear Channel's encouraging volunteerism, which I'm all in favor of that. That sounds great. Get out and volunteer in your community. Who could be against that? Is that what they're really talking about, though? We'll get into that. 800-259-9231. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we whittle agents' intellects into pointy, sharp utensils, and this is a pop quiz. What is the best way to save on insurance if you own a car and a house? Should you A, sit down with a farmer's agent to combine your policies into a delightful savings sandwich, or B, keep separate policies? The answer? A, talk to us and pass the mail.
We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum-ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include the bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you've got a website, then you know how important it is for people to visit your site. whether it's for better results in search engines, advertising, or just getting your message out. You need all the hits you can get. Mobsterhits.com is going to make you an offer you can't refuse. It's a family-friendly web traffic exchange. FTL.mobsterhits.com. They can riddle your site full of views, and you can even make some money by joining the family as an associate. Join up for free at FTL.mobsterhits.com now. You get a free one-month upgrade if you sign up now. It's this is a limited-time offer, by the way, and they have several limited-time offers just to see if how many folks are going to sign up here. It's listeners with liberty-oriented sites can get anywhere from 1,000 to 10,000 hits for free. Find out the details at FTL.mobsterhits.com. And this looks like a great way to get more views for your website, FTL.mobsterhits.com.
We're sharing with you a press release that surprisingly isn't really echoed in the news media thus far. We've been following the idea of national service on this show for several years. And for those that are unfamiliar with the concept, national service is, it has been promoted, it was promoted pretty heavily during the 2008 election campaign season. There was, at one time they had some sort of a, I think it was a summit.
Summit is what they called
on,
it.
Yeah, summit on national service, and they had both John McCain and Barack Obama come out and, you know, talk about how they both love the idea of national service, and this is what everybody needs to do in America is do national service. And really what they end up doing is they conflate the idea of, on one hand, doing real volunteering, meaning finding a local charity that you think is interesting and going out and, you know, providing your time to that charity and helping those people and not expecting to get any kind of a paycheck in return. That's what volunteering for the, you know, community organizations is all about. You don't get paid. And then on the other hand, they would also include in this idea of national service the idea of, well, so-called serving the public, meaning working for the government as a government bureaucrat. And they
have several government bureaucrat programs where they pay people to,
that's what I mean. As they paid bureaucrats.
But they don't pay particularly well, and these are sort of like, you know, government bureaucrat in training programs.
Like AmeriCorps.
Yeah, things like that.
And so the proposal has been put forth, and it hasn't really gone anywhere thus far, but they both, you know, both sides want this, and I'm speaking generally. Obviously, somebody like Ron Paul would be opposed to this, but the Republicans and Democrats are buddy-buddy on this issue. This is a bipartisan thing where they want to force all American youth, at the very minimum, all American youth to work for the government in some national service program, which has been proposed to have been to be as large as the military,
yep,
and
as large,
people,
as powerful,
and
as well funded as the military. That's a quote.
Correct.
From the president of the United States of America, Barack Obama.
Right. So just try to envision that for a moment. You've got this humongous military, this trillion-plus-dollar military that's going all around the world, invading places and killing people, and now you're going to have another government bureaucracy that's as large and as well-funded here at home. So you're talking about brown shirts.
Right. I mean, well, yeah, I mean, that part's scary. Let's not forget that the military is half of the discretionary budget of the United States government.
Yeah.
So you're talking about that's an incredible
increase in cost. That'll
pull us out of an economic crisis, right?
No, it'll be worse because you're sucking.
Drive us into it.
Right, you'd be sucking out the productive people from the economy.
This is what happened during the Great Depression, and it's the reason the Great Depression took 12 years to get out of, or whatever.
But I think a lot of corporations like Target, Home Depot, now Clear Channel, these are some of the companies that have been involved in backing up these national service organizations. I don't think a lot of them realize what they're talking about. When they are saying national service, they're probably talking about volunteering.
Yep.
And that's what the Clear Channel press release makes it sound like here. They're going to spend some of their own advertising slots on the air, and they're going to promote this concept called My Good Deed, which is a website where you go and, let's see, it's 911day.org. When you go to mygooddeed.org, that's what it takes you to, I think. And it says here, I will join the 9/11 tribute movement. Post your 9/11 tribute for this year, mentioning whatever good deed you plan to do or a special message to those you intend to honor. And, you know, that sounds nice and everything. But what they're pushing for is for people to, on one hand, go out and volunteer, which is good, but on the other hand, go to work for the government.
The government is the organization that caused 9/11 by its foreign policy out there, putting troops, you know, supporting Israel with funding. And I'm not saying I got a problem with Israel. I'm just saying that there's no reason the United States should be sending any money to any nation anywhere. The United States taxpayer should not have that burden, period, end of story. Secondly, the United States troops in the Middle East supporting dictators in their land, these people don't like that.
So what they said at this summit before is essentially that volunteering's good, but working for the government is better.
That's what they've said.
That is essentially the message, that you should work for the government. In fact, it's so good to work for the government that everyone should be forced to. Now, what has been proposed has been different, depending on who you listen to. But usually, the only thing that changes is the length of time. So some people have proposed that that young people, perhaps in high school, be sent in for 3 months to work for the government. Some have said it should be 2 years.
Yep. So basically, you've heard numbers between, I heard 6 months to 2 years. But whatever. Basically, they couldn't get their government high school diploma without working for the government,
or they couldn't get funding
to go to college without working for the government.
Yes.
Or they, you know, so they've got different ideas. Or they just say everybody is gonna have to do it.
Right. These are the different levels of coercion that have been proposed. Right. So on one hand, everybody must work for the government for X amount of time. On the other hand, well, it's not really force because we're just saying that you can't get a high school diploma or go to college, so you don't have to.
It's their school, so, I mean, I guess they could put whatever criteria for getting a diploma that they wanted to put out there.
So in that case, it wouldn't really be full-on coercion, but it sure would be close.
Darn close.
Because most people feel like they have to have a high school diploma in order to make it in the world.
And most people feel like they don't want to pay to go to a public school or homeschooling or something like that.
All right, more coming up here on National Service. Let's talk to AJ first, though, in Hibbing, Minnesota, listening to WNMT. AJ, you're on Free Talk Live.
I was curious. I agree with the premise that government, that governs least, governs best. But do you have any examples of some kind of a utopian society where everyone's just completely free that has ever worked?
Well, boy, if we had that example, we'd probably go to it, right? And if something like that existed, then I would hopefully have propagated, because freedom works, and there are a lot of examples on an individual issue basis where we can look at, we can see freedom working. So if you want to stick around, we can talk more about this idea here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Another common objection. Well, point to something that is an example of what you're talking about. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her 5 free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. So enjoy those, including the webcam. Go watch, listen, chat. The chat room's built into the same page as the cam, and it's all there free for you at cam.freetalklive.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me, Mark Edge? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. There will certainly be some speeches and a debate, but the boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a whole bunch more to do. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November of this year, but you should reserve your berth now. The ship has actually reached blue status, which apparently is worse than yellow status, or I guess it's not worse. Worse isn't the right term. Fewer rooms are in blue status than there are in yellow status, so we're getting very close on certain types of rooms. It's cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. It'll be a lot of fun. I just talked to Stefan Molyneux about this today, and he's excited. Obviously, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's cruise.freetalklive.com.
We're back here with AJ, listening and hitting up in Minnesota to WNMT. AJ, you're still with us?
Yeah.
All right. Yes. So you'd asked a question regarding, this utopian society. Is there anything that we can point to, perhaps around the world now or maybe in the past, that has existed like what we advocate on this program?
Right.
So I guess the short answer to that is no. That essentially, that since the advent of agrarianism, so you're talking 5,000 years ago, maybe more, that slavery became the most expeditious way that they could understand to properly do mass farming. So that's where it sort of started. Prior to that, slavery didn't make as much sense. It's just slaves cost money to upkeep, and they're not particularly good workers. And since then, slavery has just diminished. It hasn't gone away.
Right. We're still trying to get off the farm, basically. Yeah,
the government considers you their slave. That's why they tax your labor. When you work, they take 30, 50, 60, 70% of it through taxes of one form or another. And that's, you know, that's what they do. So they are your master. You are their servant. That's how they see it.
So essentially, this has never been done. And we're not advocating utopia. The free market isn't utopia. It's just the most humane way for humankind to interact with one another. And that is on a consensual basis. There are still going to be aggressors. There are still going to be problems. There are still going to be things that need to be solved and new problems that will come up as a result. But, you know, all we're suggesting here is that the way to solve these problems isn't through the threat of violence, isn't through threatening everybody and forcing them to pay money into a monopoly system.
Oh, I agree with all pretty much what you just said, but I'm thinking back to the hippie communes that didn't, you know, they just never quite worked out for the reasons of, humans.
Have you ever been on a commune?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Now, I've never lived on a commune before, but I've known people. I've been on communes. I've known people who've lived on communes. And the reason why communes don't tend to work out, although there are some that claim to have been around for decades, and so some are probably working better than others, but the reason why communes don't tend to work out very well is because of, well, the problems with communal living. Human nature gets in the way of the ideals of communism. But if people want to engage in communal living, that's their choice. I have no problem with that. If you want to live in a commune, then you go ahead and live in a commune. Just don't force everybody else to live in a commune. It's the force that really creates the problems in this world.
Yeah, there's some examples of societies that have existed in the past and actually exist now. There's some group of people, and you know their name escapes me, in Southeast Asia, somewhere near the
tribal community, maybe.
Yeah, it's basically that. You know, where you sort of have elders and things like that. So they don't have an official government system. I'm sure they visit violence upon their neighbors in order to get what they want. This is a relatively common thing to do in sort of, you know, humans. That's what they do.
Are you familiar with the story of Pitcairn Island and the mutineers?
Yeah, this is the mutineers of the Bounty.
And what happened, you know, how it disintegrated, and, you know, they were going to build that really utopian society in a new land where no one else lived. And
I vaguely recall it from reading it 15 years ago or something
I found that. When they found the survivors, a ship finally discovered Pitcairn Island, and they found the survivors. Well, they told the story of what happened, and it was pretty. It turned into pretty much a brutal, bloody, warfare between them, all the groups.
Didn't then they took them home and executed them, right?
No, the mutineers had long been dead.
Okay. These were the people that were left to set sort of afloat.
The Bounty, when they left Tahiti, they sailed until they found this island, Pitcairn, which is way out in the South Pacific somewhere, and was uninhabited. And they settled there, and I forget how many were there, but it pretty much turned into a bloody tribal warfare between the different groups.
Yeah, you know, if people don't approach that, this is the first task of any of folks in the sort of liberty movement is education. Is we're trying to take a step forward in human evolution, which is that we're not just going to do away with chattel slavery, where one person owns another person. We're going to do away with slavery entirely, where a group of people claims to own another group of people.
But until the slaves are ready to claim their own freedom,
right,
then it wouldn't make sense to just,
slavery revolt in Haiti. You would think that those folks would have figured out that, that you don't want a coercive monopoly, but, they didn't come into anything like that.
I think there's no way we're ever going to be able to get everybody. And by the way, thanks, AJ, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I think there's never going to be any way to get everybody on board with the idea of wanting freedom. But if we get enough people on board with it, and then everybody is set free, those people who still want to be enslaved, I'm sure, will be able to find some sort of control freak that they can sign up with to have them tell them how to live. Oh, I need to be given instructions as to what to do and told how to go, where to go, and what to do. Please let me hire someone to tell me this. I'm sure those services will exist because the control freaks aren't going to go away. Those people are still going to exist. And I think that as we bring more liberty-minded people together into the same place, ideally here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, then the control freaks will become more and more frustrated because Well, it sucks to be on the side of doing wrong. I mean, ultimately, that's what they're doing. They think they're doing right. They have the best of intentions, many of them, and I think many of them are very nice people in their personal lives, having many interactions with the people in government. And I wouldn't go so far as to say all people in government are control freaks, but there are some. But they think they're doing what's right, and they're not. And so the more people that are around to show them that they're not doing what's right, they're either going to change their mind eventually, or they're going to be so frustrated with the liberty activism that they're surrounded with constantly, they're just going to go find somewhere else that's more friendly to control-minded people. They're going to go to New York or Massachusetts or something like that, because at some point it's just going to be easier for them to leave rather than continue to have to deal with all these freedom-minded people getting in their business.
I'm not asking to be able to control the actions of other people. I'm only asking to be free to, you know, do what I want to do as long as I don't harm someone else. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm asking for, and the government can't stand that request.
Yeah.
They cannot brook it for a moment. Now, you know, why in the world that in this experiment in democracy there can't be one small chunk of the United States that's left for people that want liberty? But that's not how it works. The bureaucrats, government expands. Government wants to get, it's invasive. And somebody will always, you know, you let government get its little tiny toe in the front door, and it will just grow and grow and grow until it eats everybody out of the house, and then it will beat you over the head and tell you're a bad person for not feeding it.
So, as far as there being an example out there, the examples are multitudinous. However, they're not all ever in one place.
Yeah, the West in the United States was, largely a free market situation in a lot of ways. There's a sort of medieval Iceland is a good example. There's, like I said, the Southeast Asian group.
But you can only ever look at different areas in certain, like you said, in a lot of ways maybe, but never all as a whole, never all as, you know, the ideal of what we're searching for. What we're looking for has never been accomplished before, and that I know of in humanity.
Right. These ideas are frankly quite new.
Yeah.
I mean, even the founding fathers of the United States didn't have them fleshed out entirely.
Right.
These ideas really didn't come to the surface until mid to late 20th century. I mean, they're only a few decades old.
There's a toll-free number here for you. It's 800-259-9231. You can take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found. file from the Zero Debt Program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt Special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's www.BrightsideBend.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, by the way, is Ian.
And Mark.
Oh, and if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do so by promoting us over at promote.freetalklive.com. That's where you get a list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. So promote.freetalklive.com, flyers, web banners, graphics, it's all there. It's all free. Promote.freetalklive.com. Back to the issue of national service. It's a scary one. Because the idea is to force you, if you're a young person, to work for the government, or if you're a parent, to force your kids to work for the government. And some people have proposed forcing everybody to work for the government, but that seems to be a little politically unfeasible just because it would be a very difficult thing for them to achieve. It's a lot easier for them to go after the kids because they've already got them. They've got them in their government schools. Most people in America, most kids in America, with the exception of the children of politicians and people who can afford to send their kids to private school. Then again, there's also homeschoolers, and that's pretty affordable. But for the most part, it's probably like 90% of kids go to the government schools in this country. So the government already has them. They've got them for 8 hours a day or however many hours a day that the school operates. And so it's easy for them to then use that existing system to force these kids into this national service concept where they will perhaps work for an entire summer for AmeriCorps or some other corps.
Can you imagine how worthless a high school student that's forced to do something in order to graduate is and working for the government is? I mean, I can only I'm stunned at how dumb this idea is.
Well, I mean, yeah, I see where you're coming from.
Most high school students have not had jobs because the government has made it very difficult for employers to employ somebody under the age of 18, even more difficult for somebody under the age of 16. Mm-hmm. And so the first job that a high school student is going to get likely is going to be a 3-month government program. Yep. Let's not forget that bureaucrats aren't exactly known for their work ethic, their customer service, and their speedy carrying out of duties.
Sounds perfect for a teenager.
Right. So these kids are going to be cost more money to take care of than they're ever going to produce at anything.
Well, there's that, and then there's also the idea that these kids are going to be indoctrinated even more so into the world of bureaucracy. And they already go to school, and they're already being taught that government solves problems. And now they're going to be shown that, hey, kids, you could work for the government. Imagine this. you're only getting $10 an hour here working for AmeriCorps or packing boxes or building picnic tables or whatever the heck it is that they have them do, or sitting around. I wonder how much of their time is sitting around. Just because of the fact they're
bureaucrats. I'll tell you, when I worked for the government mowing lawns for the town of Lake Wales or whatever it was in Florida, because I was lent there from the prison where I was incarcerated. Right. I think we mowed grass maybe 2 hours out of the day. I mean, I don't know what
Florida. There's plenty of grass around to mow.
Well, we only mowed certain. We had to mow the public parks and things like that. If you can imagine running a mower through a public park, you're picking up broken glass and bullet casings and throwing them all over the place. But we didn't. The officer that ran the crew would have to be out in the sun while we were out mowing and weed eating. So therefore,
what was most of your day spent doing?
Yeah, there was different places that there were different sort of hangouts. So the officer would go in and chat with whatever bureaucrat in one hangout, and then we'd kind of sit around in this area, and then he'd go to another hangout. And
presumably, this would be similar because you are dealing with people who, to some extent, have been conscripted. They for the most part are forced to go to the government schools, because if you are a parent, you don't send your kid to the government school, and you're not begging them and showing them that you've, please let me homeschool my child, here's my curriculum and I'm going to do all these things and I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm doing with my homeschooling, and etc. If you're not doing that, then they consider you a criminal and they'll put you, the parent, in a jail cell.
Usually that's a state government, not a federal government issue, just to be clear.
No doubt, but I'm just saying, you're forced essentially to have your kids go into these schools.
Indeed.
And so when your kids are in these schools, they're going to be forced into going to this program where they're going to be doing whatever for the government, and inevitably there will be some administrator who will be going around and checking on the kids,
a taskmaster.
They're doing their stuff, so it's probably going to be very similar. And so anyway, this is what's coming, and Clear Channel's out there promoting this. They're going to be beginning on August 29th and running through September 11th. Their 850 Clear Channel radio stations will join forces to support the 9/11 Day Observance National Public Service campaign entitled I Will. The on-air spots, which will feature celebrities and military veterans, aim to raise awareness of the 9/11 Day Observance, activate listeners to visit the official website for the observance, 911day.org, and post voluntary pledges to engage in charitable service or good deeds in tribute to the 9/11 victims and survivors and those that rose in service in response to the attacks nearly a decade ago. And I actually did, inspired by you, Mark, I went ahead and I posted my little I Will thing here on the government's website, or the 911day.org website. I said, I will speak out against the real terrorists, the U.S. federal government, and the state governments. And they haven't pulled it down yet. You can go and post whatever you want there. It's been 3 hours since I posted that, and there have only been about 9 posts since then, so it's a relatively low traffic.
Not terribly active.
Well, and that's why when I went out and looked around, because I saw, okay, well, if Clear Channel's out promoting this, if Clear Channel's jumping on board with this and 850 radio stations are going to be promoting this concept, there must be some other news about this. And so I did a news search on Google for national service. There's
nothing really out there.
Nobody's talking. That Time Magazine isn't pimping it right now like they used to. They had a headline.
Time Magazine loves the idea of a draft. They want a draft so bad that they're salivating.
A national service draft.
And this is exactly
a new draft.
Right, understood.
They won't call it a draft.
Well, but that's what it's going to be. This is the part that people don't really get, is that they're going to say, well, you got to be in for a year or two, and we'll let you work for the government. Well, then those government programs are going to get full. So the only thing left is going to be the military. That's what they really want.
Let's go to Jay, listening in Indy to WXNT. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian and Mark. Three quick points. I know we're running out of time.
Go for it.
Number one, it's going to be a really dark corner that we turn when the kids start coming back from summer camp, learning how to serve and work, and they say, Mom, Dad, it was really cool. There are these iron gates, and it says, Arbeit macht Fry on the top of the gates of this. Number two, a name I'd like to drop to you guys real quick, John Taylor Gatto.
Yes.
Awesome thoughts about education, and I like the question that he begged is, why, since after the Civil War, have we decided that we're going to turn over our children to the government for 12 years, the most formative 12 years of their life, for 8 hours a day?
John Taylor Gatto actually is, he's got a great website, johntaylorgatto.com, G-A-T-T-O, johntaylorgatto.com, where he actually offers, I think, at least one of his books completely free, and
yeah,
it's great info.
I started reading it, like, he was started putting, like, excerpts and chapters up, like, 6 or 7 years ago, and I think it's the same book we're probably talking about.
Yeah, he talks about freedom in the area of education, and he was the Teacher of the Year for New York State or something like that.
Yeah, so, New York, and then he actually renounced it, and I think that made, like, the front page of the Wall Street Journal, of all places.
So give me your third point.
Okay, and the third point was that I don't really care about the political party, but right after the 2008 election out here in Indy on a lot of our AM station that I listen to you guys on, I noticed that they started running more and more government ads or ads about especially Selective Service.
Mm.
I mean, there's one now on there constantly about once or twice a week of like, if you're a young man, it's the law. You know, you have to register by the time when you turn 18, you know, and or else, you know, because you're eligible for all these benefits. And, and it just kind of creeps me out.
It is creepy, and I've been creeped out by that for a while, and I've heard them for a long time. Probably what you're hearing is the radio station doesn't have its ads sold out, and so they're probably running what are called the ad council spots.
But the ad council's been pushing the selective service spots recently.
For the last decade, selective service spots have been very noticeable to me on the radio, and they are definitely you know, doing their best to keep that thing running and keep kids scared and forcing them to, or you know, intimidating them into filling out a draft card, because that whole thing's ready to rock and roll. All they have to do is flip a switch, and the draft boards come back, and the draft is back online. I mean, it's that whole, the selective service has been operating ever since the draft was eliminated.
Yeah, I guess, you know, my final point, I mean, I made my three there, but I guess, you know, as a homeschooler, I haven't gotten to the point yet. You know, I'm pretty forgiving, you know, money, whatnot, but when it comes to my kids, I'm almost ready to say, like King Leonidas said at the Battle of Thermopylae, you want my kids? Come and get them.
You know, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I would hope that you'd get the heck out of there and come to New Hampshire and join up with other homeschoolers before you make a stand like that. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Get together with others who love liberty and stay peaceful, and it'll work out. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.